Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Today we're talking about, is the on-farm salesperson essential? And I have two takeaways from the recent Farm Journal survey. Well, recently, Farm Journal did a survey of over 640 farmers about their view of having sales reps call on them at their farm in light of COVID. And the discussion in this recording started about the 27th minute if you end up clicking on the link provided. It runs about 7 or 8 minutes on the webinar. And the results indicate that 45% of those surveyed have reservations about salespeople being on their farm. And my first reaction was, great, send this to your competitors so they stop calling on your customers. Well, while that's fun and to think about, my second thought was more typical. It was disappointment that the role of the on-farm salesperson might be in jeopardy. In the interview, there is discussion about the importance and value of sending a salesperson to the farm. Is it necessary? We might not be needed anymore. Everything will be phoned in and webinar-based. The self-help, do-it-yourself wave had finally hit agribusiness. We may no longer be needed. Zoom and apps might have replaced our important role. Well, not so fast. First, let's look at the information the Farm Journal found. 45% of the producers said they have concerns. That means 55% didn't. 50% said they want you to observe 6 feet of social distancing, so you can still get back on their farms. 18% said they want you to wear gloves and a mask, so you can really still get back on their farms. And 36% said no problem with coming out to their farm. Again, you can still call on this group. Only 11% said no more farm calls from their vendors. Granted, this is a good chunk of the market, but you still have a substantial part of your customer base that is not preventing sales calls. After looking at the survey results this way, I was back to being bullish again on sales, only to be dashed by one of the comments about bin knockers and taking customers to lunch. Somewhere around the 27 minutes of the, one of the producers makes a comment that agribusinesses will take a hard look at their sales force. He mentions that he doesn't need bin knockers and getting a free lunch from a salesperson is fun, but again, not needed. If you're not familiar with what a bin knocker is, it is a salesperson who comes out to the farm and knocks on the bin to see if the customer is out of feed. It's often a reference to an old style of selling, which indicates that the salesperson is very transactional. Their only importance is knocking on a bin and putting in an order of feed. In today's consultative selling approach, they are kind of looked down upon. Well, as I went from positive to negative reactions to the survey, I came away with two main points, one for the agribusiness and one for the agribusiness professional salesperson. So here they are. For the agribusiness, don't riff your sales team just yet. The cost of a sales team is significant. To outfit them with trucks and phones and computers and let them drive the country, I know that's expensive. So it's natural to challenge the need for them. Then along comes a pandemic and the sales force has to stay home. Yet sales didn't drastically drop. Well, in agribusiness boardrooms around the nation, the next logical step is to conclude that maybe we don't need a sales force on the farm. Well, before you make plans to restructure your sales department, first consider what your sales team actually does. They go on farm to establish strong customer relationships. They perform certain diagnostic assessments to determine the best way to serve your customers. This includes feed, forage, or soil sampling, gathering financial documents, assessing equipment, bins, tractors, balers, etc. They also go on farm to find out the real story. Not that customers lie, but sometimes they don't know what's what. Your salesperson goes out to determine what is really going on at the farm. The most important role they perform is that they are the trusted advisor. They develop long-term customer relationships, which allows your salesperson to help your customer in ways they can't imagine. They may network customers with other vendors. As a feed salesperson, I was asked often about the best supplier for shavings or vet supplies or diagnostics for their sick animals. Your salesperson may advise customers on the best practices that other producers are using. Frequently, I was asked about how my other customers were handling animal death loss, weather conditions, shipping livestock, etc. The result is customer loyalty and a long-term relationship, which are hard to replace with Zoom and an app. However, you still argue, Greg, we didn't go on farm for the last 4 months and our sales didn't drop off drastically or even at all. If it did, I would say that your sales team was probably a more transactional sales force. However, if after years of buying from you, a customer left you the minute you stopped going to their farm, I think there might be a bigger issue. Well, the next point that I got out of this recording was for the ag sales professional. Here's the deal. Don't quit your day job. First, let's discuss the ability to be replaced by the producer doing all their own ordering, sampling, testing. In theory, this would all be done through your easy-to-use app or one of your easy-to-use software programs or by a phone call to an office of waiting customer service reps who knew exactly what to recommend for this customer. Sure, there are those producers that can do this, and there are those companies that might have a well-trained team of customer service reps that can advise the best product. If so, you got two choices. Find different employment because your boss is going to figure out you're not essential, or figure out a way to be essential. There has never been a bigger wake-up call to the agribusiness sales force than right now. Many of the salespeople and teams I meet feel there is some historical requirement or there's an entitlement to their existence. They reason that there is no way a company could do it without them. Well, let me start off by saying, yes, they can. And now more than ever before, you need to be thinking about this. Tight margins in farming typically means tight margins in agribusiness. How do you handle tight margins? Well, you either increase sales or reduce costs. Look, the P&L, the profit and loss statement, is a fairly simple math equation. Despite how complicated we try to make it, it's gross sales minus the cost of the products, minus all the internal costs it takes to get the product to the farm. And we are one of those costs. This is not the time to stop calling on customers because they are worried about you being on their farm. Go out, social distance, throw on a pair of gloves and a mask, roll up your sleeves or roll them down, whichever is safer. Do whatever it takes to get on farm and make calls. It's time to figure out how you bring value to both your customers and your company. While producers and your company might be looking for ways to cut costs, they really need you to be at your most effective and productive self. If you're worried about the producers that don't want bin knockers on their farm taking them to lunch, great, because that's not who you are. If you've read my previous articles about the brand of you, then you're in good shape. You figured out that you know how to become more important to your customers. If you're worried about producers not wanting you on their farm, well, guess what? They didn't want you on their farm before. No farmer was out there working on their farm and said to themselves, gee, I wish another salesperson would drive down the driveway. That's why you are striving to be a trusted advisor, because that's who they want coming down their driveway. Well, I really appreciate that this type of survey is out there. I'm glad we're talking about how to become more valuable and how to increase the importance of what we do with on-farm sales calls. We all know the world is going through tough times. More specifically, the ag industry is going through its own version of tough times. Well, now more than ever before, it's not business as usual. Every expense will be brought up for review. When I'm brought in to review sales teams, I've seen those salespeople who sell beyond their cost and those that don't. You really should figure out which one you are today. You don't want your sales manager to figure that out before you do.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.